Disclaimer: the opinions and values expressed on 22 Nothing to Do do not reflect those of the University or Spirit Live Radio.
Welcome back to 22 Nothing to Do. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Alexis.
And this is our podcast where we discuss what it's like being in your 20s during the global COVID-19 pandemic. We're here to tell some stories, reminisce on our friendship, hopefully make you laugh, and generally just complain about the state of the world.
All right, I want to start off this podcast by making Jeffrey inconceivably mad, because that's a good way to start a podcast. So last night, a friend and I were talking. We were having a very stupid debate, as I love to do, and I came up with this really, really stupid belief that I'm choosing to stand by, even though I know it's really dumb. And I'm going to try to justify it to you now. Right. And you're going to hate every second of it. Oh, but yeah. Here's my theory, Jeffrey. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. There are a few things I need to state first. Okay. There are a few clauses I must state first before I state the theory. Clause number one, lids are doors. Okay.
Okay, that itself is already very debatable, and I'm already getting mad, but yes, please continue.
Clause one, lids are doors, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Clause two, zippers are doors.
Oh my god, you're so... Dude, this is gonna be the dumbest, but also most infuriating conversation I've ever had. Oh boy, okay, yes, please continue.
Okay, so we have lids are doors, zippers are doors. The theory is, I can argue that everything in the world is a cabinet.
Dude, how bored were you that when you came up with this theory?
So let me, okay, context. I had this conversation with a friend of mine, and he's one of the only people in the world that I can have conversations like this with, because he'll entertain them, and we talked about this for like 3 hours, like me, him, and my roommate last night. It started because he has a friend whose claim is that every single food in the world is either a sandwich, a salad, or a soup.
Dude, every single thing. There's so much to unpack here.
right. I know. That's why we only have 35 minutes for this podcast. We can't get into it. But what I'm saying is that that's how the conversation started, and I agree with this statement as well. But we will get into that enough. Okay? And then, from this, we transitioned into the iconic doors versus wheels debate. In which case, I started arguing that toilet seat covers were doors because it's a hinged thing that is essentially a door to the cabinet that is a toilet. Because I argued that a toilet is a water cabinet that you can store things in, and therefore, and the hinged lid is a door. There, I made the jump that I could argue everything in the world is a cabinet. Hit me with it.
Okay, first of all, yes, obviously, this goes back to the debate, are there more doors or wheels? But a lot of people that, when they debate that, they say anything is a door as long as it has, like, hinges. And it opens and, like, swivels and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you also define a door as that, which is why you define a toilet seat as a door.
Mm-hmm.
But that means a lid can't be a door then.
Yes. That's why the clause exists. Lids are doors and so are zippers. With this...
No, you can't have a clause like that when you're discussing whether there's more doors or more wheels.
I define... In the context of everything is a cabinet, I am defining a door as anything that separates two different environments, okay? That you can go through, okay? So, zipper is a cabinet. Therefore, pillowcase, cabinet. jacket, cabinet.
So you're just defining a cabinet as like anything that can like enclose something else, right?
Yes, in theory. I mean, okay, clause three. clause three. clause three. My friend brought up a bowl yesterday. How is a bowl a cabinet, right? A bowl is simply a cabinet without a door.
What does that mean?
So, my argument here. If a tire fell off of a car, it is still a wheel, even though it is not performing the function of one anymore, because it fell off the car. It's just sitting there. It's just a tire on the road. That does not negate the fact that it is a wheel. Therefore, if I were to rip the doors off of a cabinet, does that make it no longer a cabinet? And therefore, with this clause, bowls are just cabinets without doors.
But bowls, the lids of a... No. Okay, bowls, you didn't rip it off at the hinges of, like, where it's supposed to be. It exists independently as a bowl.
No, because you could put a lid on a bowl. And the fact that you can put a lid on a bowl means that you can add a door. Because I am defining lids as doors. And therefore, a bowl is just a cabinet without a door. Therefore, still a cabinet.
If I can put a lid on just a plain grass field, does that make the plain grass field a... I don't even know what you would consider it. A door? Would you consider the grass field a f***ing door?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, actually. The plain grass field is a door, and the cabinet is the earth. We knew we would have to stop this topic manually because, like, I could talk about this for hours, and Jeffrey would just sit there getting increasingly mad until he probably didn't talk to me for a few days. So, moving on.
All right, ick. So the other day I was talking to Alexis and I didn't know what an ick was until she started explaining to me about the absurdity behind some of these icks. And she started listing some icks that some women on the internet had about men. And I thought it'd be funny if we just listed some of those and talked about them.
The funniest thing is that every woman listening to this podcast, like all two women listening to this podcast, will totally know what an ick is. I am actually so surprised that you didn't know. And I need to make this definition clear because Jeffrey is still not really understanding the definition of an ick versus like a genuine red flag. So an ick, when I say that I have an ick about something, it means nothing negative towards the person's like character or their personality or their values or anything. Icks are just these like visceral reactions to things that are completely stupid and unfounded, and like there's no reason for them, and it doesn't mean they're a bad person at all.
But aren't a lot of these icks like they have these icks because it makes the man seem less, I don't know, quote unquote alpha?
It depends. There's icks that are probably rooted in that sentiment, but there's also icks that are just completely just offhand, right? like one that I told you that I found online was like watching a guy fill up gas. Like that's hilarious. Like that doesn't that says nothing about their character. Like he's filling up gas. Do you know what I mean? It says nothing about his character or his personality or like what he believes in or if he's a good person. It's just a stupid, visceral reaction.
But there has to be like some form of explanation behind that specific one, getting gas.
Sometimes there isn't. It's just a visceral reaction, like human nature. We just like some people get icks for weird things. Whereas a red flag is like, oh, this person is racist. That's like that's a red flag. That's a whole other
thing, yeah.
Exactly. So you cannot say that, like, oh, he's racist. That's not an ick. Okay? Because, like, that's just, like, duh. An ick is, like, something that you would never think would make a person unattractive. And then you hear it and you're just kind of like, oh, I get it. Does that make sense?
Okay. How about this one? You told me one the other day as well. That was a guy wearing a backpack and running.
Yep.
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do you consider that as a personal ick as well?
Personally, no. That one doesn't bother me that much.
No?
Yeah.
But do you think... Could you come up with a reasoning behind that ick? Is it because they seem like, you know, like a little boy, like, running to class because they're late?
I think... So what I think icks are... We like to, like, build up the idea of what a man is like in our head, mm-hmm. based not on, like, what they're actually like, but just, like, this idea that we have of them, right?
Yeah.
And I think that an ick populates because it goes against the idea that we came up with. So the backpack one, it's not an ick for me, but I can understand it because for some reason... It makes sense that, like, just imagine, like, a backpack flopping up and down, and then, you know, like, it's just not a very, when you're thinking of, like, a hot dude, it is inconsistent with an image of a hot dude if you see him running with a backpack. Is that?
Oh, man, these impossible male standards. I know. Kidding. I was... I think after you told me that, I was, I go about, like, my daily, like, routine. I'll do something, and I'll think to myself, I wonder how many girls are looking at me right now and are like, wow, that's an ick. Because the other day, I had a backpack on. I was coming home from my volleyball game, and I had a group meeting, and I had to run home for it. And I had my backpack on, and I was running home, and I was just thinking to myself the entire time, yo, if any girl sees me right now, they're going to think I'm a massive ick. Man, I'm just trying to get home for my group meeting, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, nope, guys shouldn't take these seriously because they're not founded in anything. Like, they're just stupid icks that women have. But I can't explain. Like, there's such a strong feeling, like a bad ick. It's such a strong feeling. Like, do you understand this one? Like, wearing both backpack straps? It's kind of an ick.
No, I don't. I don't understand. What? I thought we were past the age where wearing one backpack strap was cool.
I think, like I said, I think it depends on the woman who's, like, having these icks. Like the one that I read to you last week that was, like, if a guy uses an umbrella, that's an ick.
Oh, yeah. Massive beta. Ew. He doesn't want to get wet, LaMau. Look at him.
Lame. Just get wet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to hear some of, like, your top icks.
Oh, mine?
Yeah. Give me, like, I don't know, your top three icks.
I wouldn't say these are, like, my top three icks, because you're putting me on the spot, so I'm just going to name three that I have. Okay?
All right.
Number one. Let's
see how shallow you are.
number one, when they lose their balance on the train.
Dude. That feels so New York specific. Oh, this guy stumbled on the train? LaMau, massive pussy.
Yeah, that's one of mine. The second one, I would say, if they get food on themselves, on their shirt, I hate that.
Oh, they spill, like, on themselves?
Stain. Yeah. Which is super hypocritical of me because I do that all the time. So it's so unfair of me to say that. I feel terrible.
Yeah, keep going, Alexis. Yeah, one more.
This is also a pretty New York specific one, and it's so stupid. And it's so stupid. It's so stupid. And it's horrible because I actually like don't condone it. But it's still an ick. Isn't that so messed up?
Wait. What do you mean? Like, you don't condone having this as an ick?
Yeah. No. You'll see. Okay.
Okay. All
right. When you wear your seatbelt in a car. But I also, like, don't condone not wearing one.
Oh, my God. Dude, a guy drives to your place, picks you up for a date. You get into his car. He's wearing a seatbelt. Nah, this ain't gonna work.
But I don't. No, it's so stupid. And that, so that was not really a huge ick for me. I don't. It's just. Because I don't want you to die, so I do want you to wear
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
I want you to wear a seatbelt. But for some reason, I think it's, like, cooler when they don't.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you need to cut this out. I don't want my answers in this.
You're such a bad boy. You're not wearing a seatbelt? Oh, my God. Yo, if we crash going 120 kilometers an hour and you die, that's so hot. Is there a single girl who's actually, like, gone into their, like, friends' group chats and was like, yo, this guy I went on a date with the other day, he wore a seatbelt. How icky is that?
Hey, okay, all right. I'm on a list online of other ones people have, okay, and it will make me look a little less awful. Okay, but this person wrote, the thought of them getting run over.
Dude, that's not even an ick that the guy does. That's just an ick that the girl makes up in her mind. Yeah. Dude, what?
Yep. Oh, another one. I hate when guys like repeat a joke because they didn't, since no one heard it the first time.
Dude, oh. Dude, just thinking of that feels so awkward.
Yeah. Do you have any?
Man, last time we talked about icks, all of my icks were kind of just like, you know, don't be mean.
That's not an ick.
Yeah, so I guess I don't really have it. I mean, that roller coaster one, like, I guess you can consider that like a small ick, but it's not, you know, it doesn't make me unattracted like to a girl. If they scream on a roller coaster, I mean, it's a fair reaction.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I, like, personally have any icks. And I'm on this Reddit page of these guys naming their icks, and all of them are, like, the same thing. I'll read one out here. It's a tearing apart a service worker for something not going her way, and then instantly going back to googly-eyed mode with you.
Yeah, see, that's a red flag.
Yeah,
and not an ick, because mm-hmm. It tells you something about her character, whereas like screaming on a roller coaster, like, she could be the best person in the world, she's just scared. A very popular one that I also agree with is chasing after a ping pong ball. I think that's so funny. Like, just imagine it, you know,
if you're a real man and a ping pong ball rolls on the floor, you don't pick it up. You leave it there.
You just buy a new one.
Be a man.
This is what I'm saying. Look, straight women are weird. That's all I'm going to say is that it seems like icks are like a very straight woman thing. Because it seems like guys don't have... If you're all the ones you're finding online are like red flags, like, it seems like icks are exclusively a straight woman thing.
Yeah, maybe. Man,
but they're stupid though. I could not explain to you why they exist, but they're stupid, and I know they're stupid, and no man should ever feel like they cannot do these things.
Hey, what a message for the episode. Don't be ashamed of your icks, man.
Just embrace. Some girl will love you with your icks and all.
Yeah. Put on that seatbelt. Use that umbrella.
Run. You're after still that a king.
put on this crown, king.
Oh man, we, yeah, sorry. I just feel the need to apologize. I don't know.
Oh man, that was good though. That was a good segment. Holy.
Oh, you know what? I just found a list of an ick, so I'm gonna end it on this one.
All right, bet.
This lady, she listed one of her icks as having a podcast. So there you go.
Oh boy, oh boy. I'm a walking ick, bro. Who?
We're both just icky people, Jeffrey. And that's okay.
Oh, man. All right, we're running out of time, but I wanted to kind of play one last small relationship-based game. I thought it'd be fun to get Alexis's opinion on this. We'll just call the game cheating versus not cheating. I have a list of a few things that may or may not be considered cheating based off the person. I'll read you some of these statements and you can just tell me what you think of them.
Okay.
And they also go up in severity.
Okay.
So the first one, complimenting a stranger of the opposite gender.
Not
so sure. Like, yeah, so if I'm like to a girl like, hey, nice hat.
Yeah. I mean, I think the nature of the compliment is important. If you say like, yo, that's a cool sweater, that's not cheating. Yo, you have a fat ass. That's
cheating. Okay. Okay. Guys shouldn't do that anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, but no, I think what you, when you're saying compliments and you mean like, oh, mm-hmm. you have cool hair, you have whatever. No, that's not cheating. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, you know me. You know when I mean complimenting, I don't mean, hey, nice ass.
That's called catcalling. Okay. Right. Yeah, no.
Next one. Liking Instagram posts of the opposite gender.
No, that's not cheating.
Like, you're not friends with them.
No, it's not cheating. If it's cheating, then I cheat a lot. So, no.
Okay, this one is where it gets kind of a little bit spicy. Mm. Flirting for fun. Not doing anything with the flirting, but just flirting. Just because you like doing it.
Oh, interesting. How would you define... So, okay, all of these are in the context that you have a girl, like an exclusive girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Flirting for fun? Like, what? How far does this flirting go? What is the definition of flirting? Like, are you touching? It's just like...
No, you're not touching. Let's say, like, imagine Instagram DMs and you're having a conversation with this girl or guy that you DM'd. And you guys are just like, you know, casual flirting, like teasing each other, saying like, haha, you're so cute.
Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh no.
Right?
Yeah, that doesn't feel very good. I don't think I would go as far as to call it straight up cheating yet. I think that if you're doing it though, and you don't see a problem with it, that's not great.
A red flag.
Yeah, I just... Because I think banter is fine. Like, me and you have banter all the time.
But I would never call you cute.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot. Like, I would never call what we do flirting because it's just straight up insulting each other. And then nothing good afterwards. Like, there's no compliment afterwards. It's just...
There's no JK.
No. It's just these, like... incredibly cruel statements and then nothing else. That I would not classify as cheating, but if if it got to the point where it was like, oh, you're so cute and you're mad, it's like, whoa, that's
yeah. Okay, I agree. Like, in the traditional definition of cheating, no, it's not cheating, but it is weird as hell.
Like, I think I would have to have a conversation with you if I found out you were doing that. Like, that's a little sketch.
You know what? I'm going to change the parameters of this game. It's going to be cheating versus not cheating versus weird.
Versus a little bit off, bro. A little sus. A little bit sketch. Wow. Right, okay, it goes up in severity from here.
Oh, yeah. There's a wild one that I saw on, like, a video. I'm just going to say it first. It is cheating.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it's
just so weird that it has to even be asked.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
But the next one, dancing with a stranger at the club of the opposite gender. I'm not talking about, you know, leaving no room for Jesus. I'm talking about... I'm talking about, you know, just getting jiggy with it, you know?
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah, but that's...
Would you classify it as weird, bro?
No. I wouldn't even classify that as weird. Like, if you're just dancing, but it doesn't get touchy, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're saying that it doesn't get touchy.
Well, what about, like, that move where the guy just grabs the girl's hands and, like, twirls them?
That's fine. Dance, look, okay, the dancing thing, I guess this is my blanket statement. If you're dancing with somebody that isn't your, like, significant other or whatever, you can touch their hands and parts of their arm. I think once it gets further than that, it might be kind of weird, bro.
But wouldn't holding hands already be, like, weird, bro?
Yeah, but so, like, if you imagine... Like, if I had a boyfriend, I would not be weirded out if they, like, slow danced with another girl, right? As long as it wasn't, like, a super romantically couple-y, like, slow dance. If they were just like, yo, you're, like, my good friend, like, whatever. Like, I would, for example, I would slow dance with Dhruva, even if both of us had, like, even if both of us had, like a girlfriend or a boyfriend, right? Like,
yeah,
because it's Dhruva. But we wouldn't be, like, looking lovingly into each other's eyes or anything, right? but we would just do the slow dance because we're, best friends, you know? Like, yeah. That doesn't weird me out.
Okay.
And in a slow dance, they would be holding your waist, and that's, like, that wouldn't weird me out. I think it's all about, like, the intention of it. Like, if they're, like, grinding up on you or, like... You know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these are, you can make an argument for it being cheating based off the intention.
Yeah, but like spinning a girl around and stuff, like just doing like fun dance moves, like that's not cheating.
Yeah. All right, two more. Swiping on a dating app, but not actually doing anything. So you're not actually messaging anyone, but you're on there and you're swiping left and right.
Okay, I got it. I have a good answer for this one. If your significant other knows you're doing it, not cheating.
Mm-hmm. But if they don't know you're doing it,
is it cheating or weird?
It's weird, bro.
It's weird, okay. Bro. Because I've been in relationships and I've done, like, I've just gone on Hinge and stuff because it's fun. Because it is fun.
That's messed up, dude. That's weird, bro.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but they knew. They knew. And then sometimes they would even sit next to me and we would just go through it together, right? Because it's funny.
Okay, yeah, I think that's different when you're with your significant other and you're on these dating apps and you're just, like, messing around.
That's what I'm saying. So if they know that you're doing it, right, I don't think it's cheating. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, and you made the clause that, like, you're not actively messaging anybody or meeting up with anybody, then fine. That's fine. I think that's fine. If they don't know, if you're, like, purposely hiding it from them, then, like, you have to ask yourself, why are you hiding it? And then that's it. Then that's weird, bro.
Cool. I agree. Okay, last one. This one's... There's not even gonna be a discussion on this one, but it's just so crazy this was asked in the video I watched. Lying in bed naked with a member of the opposite gender, but not doing anything. So you're not touching. You're just both naked. Okay. Covers on.
What is the context? How did you get this far?
Dude, I don't remember, but I don't remember the video, but I remember this statement or like question just drilled into my head of like, why was this asked? When would this ever happen? When would you ever have to, like, but babe, I didn't touch her. I didn't cheat, babe. We were just both naked.
New game. Let's try to come up with a reasonable scenario as to how this would come up and it wouldn't be cheating. Okay, I'll go first. Your entire house burnt down and the clothes on your back were burnt off. You needed a place to crash. He is the only person awake. Everyone you've ever called, none of them are answering except for him. And he also burned all his clothes that day.
Or he's a nudist.
Oh, yes. He has to sleep in the nude because it's a medical condition. And you have no clothes because they were all burnt in a fire. Then.
Yeah, try using that explanation with your significant other works every time.
Airtight argument. I'm gonna have to go with that. That's cheating.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's true, you're not touching, but there's just something about it, man. You just can't do that. You just can't.
Yeah, I think it's just the fact, like, how did you get there that I'm more interested? Because if I think about just the act of it, just, like, lying naked but not doing anything, then it's just kind of weird, bro.
But not cheating.
But I can't, like, it's, I guess it's technically not cheating, like, because you're not doing anything, but why are you naked?
Yeah, dude, there's just so much to unpack with this one.
It's between weird bro and cheating.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely like S tier weird bro and like at least B tier cheating, I'd say.
Definitely weird bro. I mean, I think it's funny because like if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, it's already kind of weird to like, it is pretty weird to like sleep in a bed with someone else. But you could get away with it. Like, you could just be like, look, there were no other, like, if you're on a trip or something, and they're like, there's no other beds, and it was just me and a good friend of mine, we put pillows between it. Like, you could get away with that.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're naked. That's like, it's really hard to back you up now.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. It is indeed cheating if you are lying in bed naked with a member of the opposite gender. Even if you're not doing anything, still cheating.
And then obviously, if you are not heterosexual, lying in bed with somebody of the same gender would still be cheating.
Oh, man. So. Yeah, my bad. These questions were stated from a heterosexual man, so that is my bad.
That's fine. I was just saying, like, still cheating.
Yep. There's no loophole.
There's no loophole. Alrighty. This was our final episode associated with Spirit Live. So we just wanted to say a huge thank you to anyone who has listened to all 4 episodes. Even if you just listened to one, or even if you just told us you listened to one, but you actually did not, we are grateful for you all. This was a very new and exciting venture for Jeffrey and I, and we're just really happy that we were given the opportunity to discuss our nonsensical and stupid thoughts with everybody on the internet. And as of right now, Jeffrey and I have somehow stayed friends throughout all of this, so we do continue, or we do plan to continue the podcast outside of Spirit Live, once we figure out how to do that. So you could probably catch us on Spotify. We don't know when that would come out, but it will. We promise we will still do it because obviously you care so much. Duh.
But for now, you can follow us on Instagram at 22_nothingtodo.
Until next time, we hope that you derived even a little bit of enjoyment from listening to us these last 4 episodes. We had a lot of fun. We love trying new things, and we will hopefully see you on season 2.
Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.